the man who helps us be brave through the vagaries of weather and other things, Mr. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Yeah, good morning, and welcome to the second half of the year. And also, welcome to aphelion. Aphelion actually is tomorrow, but we're close enough to it right now. Aphelion is the time in which we take our trip around the sun that we are farthest away from the sun. I always told my students, think of A for aphelion and A for away. We're farthest away from the sun. However, the rays hit more directly, and it feels nice and warm, as some people might say. So, yes, we are at that time of year. We are also at the time of the full moon, and I hope you get a chance to get out. The July full moon is usually a pretty good moon to get out and take a look. Since we last spoke, we ended the wonderful month of June, and it was quite a month. The average temperature for the month was almost 4 degrees above normal. That is, yes, a hot June, but it's certainly not any record setting. The near record setting was the other statistic, and that was precipitation. The Weather Service in Duluth recorded only about 7/10, 0.69 inches of precipitation for the whole month. This is compared to the normal of about 4.25, way below normal. And it varies. Now, you mentioned something about rain in the forecast. The last 2 days that ended the month of June, the 29th and 30th, at my house here, we got rain on both days, totaling almost an inch of rain. And, of course, the weather patterns came and went past Duluth in both cases, and Duluth recorded hardly a tenth of an inch of rain during that time. June of 2020 will go down on record as being one of the driest ever, and the Weather Service has been keeping records for 150 years, so it's in the top five, the driest ever. So, yeah, that can really cause some impact. I see it right now in a couple of areas. I mentioned last time about how a lot of lawns are looking very dry. There's other things. We're not getting much of a growth of mushrooms, though I did see a couple this week. We are not getting the greenish lushness as we often get. There seems to be a little bit of a drag in that. And then there is the sad side of it. And that is, I mentioned vernal ponds back in April, and I mentioned how they looked so good. They were filled with water. We had a very impressive snowpack that lasted all winter. We had good rains last fall, put the two together. We had plenty of water in the vernal ponds. Well, those very same ponds dried up. And that's really sad because frogs really count on them for breeding. And I do my wandering around here. I go by 4 vernal ponds that have all dried up, and there's not going to be any frog reproduction in any of those. Now, fortunately, there are some other ponds that have not dried, and I expect to see some results going on in those ponds as we continue through this month. Yes, yet record-setting temperature yesterday of 93 degrees. We normally get a day or two, or maybe even more, that get to 90. Last year, we had a very hot July again, one of the hottest on records, and we'll see if that continues. Here's a good thing to think about when we're getting 90 degrees. The normal high for now is 75, and the normal low is 54. This morning, when I stepped out of the house at 6 o'clock in the morning, it already was 70 degrees. July is when the bird songs start to wane. There were still birds singing during my walk this morning, but it is on its way down. The bird songs are mostly for the sake of trying to attract a mate or to proclaim ownership of a territory because they have a nest within that territory. And the nesting season is on its way down. Many of the babies have grown away from the nest and are now fledglings. And July is a great month to see the fledglings, whether it's the spotted robin or whatever fledglings we might see. And because of that, there's going to be fewer songs. But there are those that persist. And as we go through July, there are a few that will last all the way to the end of the month. I always think of the Red-Eyed Vireo and Indigo Bunting, Song Sparrow, Yellowthroat. These are all ones that will continue to sing late into the season. I've been watching a family of hooded mergansers in a nearby swamp, and those babies are growing, and they're more than half the size now of a mother, but they still hang around mother. Also of note, this is the time we might be seeing the young mammals, and I had an experience this week of having a little bear come by. I think it was probably a two-year-old. The two-year-olds often do a lot of wandering, and then, of course, there's a lot of fawns still with the mothers, the deer. In the world of butterflies, July is Butterfly Month, and there is a large number, both of variety and sizes, that are out there. Yesterday, when I was walking early, I saw probably the blackest butterfly that we have, a butterfly called the common wood nymph. And we see them every year, but usually it's later in July. From a distance, it looks black. When you get close, it's not quite as black. Well, right after that, I saw what might be our whitest butterfly of the year, and that is the cabbage white. There is probably, with a little bit of looking around, and if you get out into the fields in the open areas where there's plenty of flowers but also plenty of hot sunlight, you will see a good variety, maybe a dozen or more of butterflies. But there's plenty of other insects at this time. This is also the time of moths, including some that fly in the daytime. Dragonflies, damselflies, fireflies. Fireflies are still out there. However, I was out night before last, and about 10 o'clock at night, there's still a lot of them that are flying. However, I thought the numbers were a little bit less. Fireflies this year, I saw the first one on May 31. They have a season that only lasts a couple of weeks. As adults, the fireflies normally don't eat, and so their season can't last too long. And they don't migrate or such. They pretty much stay in the same area. And if you see fireflies one night and go out another night and see them again, you are probably seeing the same ones. This is also a good month to see bees and wasps and hornets. A hornet nest. I have been following a hornet nest that I discovered a couple days ago. And if we're going to hear cicadas, they will often start up during the month of July. And, of course, any time you have insects, you have the predator spiders. And I was, during my walk this morning, I found a number of orb webs. These patchy, foggy mornings that we get and somewhat dew are really good for seeing the webs, and I've been seeing more than I think, than I expected to see. Usually the webs are more common as we get later into summer. One thing I've observed in watching spiders is that the hotter the summer, the bigger the spiders are, so I look forward to seeing more of that. July is also when we get a whole group of summer wildflowers, some fabulous ones that I love to see every day. Milkweed, fireweed, evening primrose, cow parsnip, mullein, sweet clovers, Canada thistle, water hemlock, St. John's wort, loosestrife, and of course in our yards, this is when the daylilies, our first daylilies, start to bloom today. And they will last one day, and then they kind of pick off. They're like a calendar. They count off the days of July. Many years they'll extend all the way into August. The showy lady slippers that were so prevalent a week ago are on their way down now. I saw a couple of them this week that were still in bloom, that a couple others that were past blooming. We have one very common tree that comes into bloom in July, and that is the basswood. Also coming at this time is the berries. I mentioned last time about wild strawberries, fly honeysuckle, and elderberry had all started to get ripe. Well, this week I found and ate two more to add to that list, one being dewberry, which is a low plant, a cousin of blackberry, but the plant stays low near the ground, and blueberry, the first low blueberry of the season, I found it ripe, ate it as well. I've been watching every day during my walks. I've been going by some pin cherry trees, and I've been watching them and looking forward to seeing them being ripe as well. As I said before, there hasn't been very wet, and so that has really kept down the fungi. But this week I did see a big growth of sulfur shelf, often called chicken of the woods, and then I saw the first mushroom sticking up from the ground, a bolete. So if there is some out there, and then, Lisa, you've heard me say this quote before, but it's such a great quote. I love to say it every year when we get to July. Dorothy Moulter, the root beer lady, said in a memoir, in a documentary that was done about her, she says, "When it gets to be July, I look forward to the long, cold nights of November." Now, isn't that a cool quote?
I'm not there yet, Larry. I'm just not there yet, but that's okay. A lot of people are. Believe me, a lot of people are.
Well, enjoy. Take care.
We certainly will. Thank you, Larry. Larry Weber, our host for Backyard Almanac. Sun, rain, hail, nothing keeps him from his appointed rounds. Our host for Backyard Almanac, every Friday here on KUMD.